This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
There's another worry for the many people in Illinois who have lost their jobs because of the coronavirus outbreak. They're running into big problems when they try to file for unemployment benefits from the state of Illinois. WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos reports.
Here's the sound you'll likely hear again and again if you try to call the state's toll-free unemployment benefits hotline these days. For Philip Winston of Rogers Park, that's added frustration to the pain of losing his job. The unemployment agency's offices are closed because of the coronavirus outbreak.
And when I call the help hotline, there's a busy signal constantly, all the time, all day.
The department's website did not work for Winston either. Until a week ago, the 44-year-old father of a 3-year-old girl worked as a tour guide in Chinatown. Naturally, those tours included stops at several of the neighborhood's many great restaurants. Then the outbreak caused the state to forbid dining in at restaurants.
All the restaurants were closed. The company had to shut down, essentially.
Many, like Winston, have lost their jobs in the service industries because of the state's stay-at-home order. Jim O'Boyle of Lakeview lost his job as a cashier at a restaurant in his neighborhood on the north side.
I mean, I haven't been able to get the online thing to work at all. I tried doing it a bunch of different ways. I think it's just not really accepting any new registrations.
O'Boyle said he finally got through to someone at the Illinois Department of Employment Security, but only after being put on hold for an hour.
Yeah, I was able to apply over the phone, fortunately. I explained that I tried to do it online, and my operator person told me that they were all having trouble with the registration thing.
Chicago Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa wanted to share the hotline number with his constituents who had lost their jobs, but when he went to check the state's number,
it was just a busy tone. You know, beep, beep, beep.
On Monday, Governor J.B. Pritzker acknowledged the problem and said it was being fixed.
This is just an unprecedented number of people that are seeking unemployment claims during this time period. I don't think we've ever seen this before, even in periods during the 2008-2009 crisis.
Pritzker said officials were improving the system to take online applications.
The systems that we had that were supporting the online applications wasn't robust enough to take all of the applications that were coming in at one time. And so we're porting that system entirely over to a much more expansive foundational software system and server.
And the governor said more call takers have been enlisted.
We had to take non-essential staff and push them up to the front lines to answer phones to make sure we answered any questions we want to fulfill on people's need during this crisis, and we're going to.
But newly unemployed people continued to report problems with the state's website today. And when you called the hotline, things were not better yet. Dan Mihalopoulos, WBEZ News.